Relate. How did that question relate?
Welcome, welcome. It is July the 31st. It's the last day of July, guys, and tomorrow will be August the 1st. And so August the 4th is my grandmother's birthday, so I definitely, she's not here anymore, but, you know, President Obama's birthday is also on August the 4th. And so those are two people that I know that have birthdays on August the 4th. And anyway, for you all that have birthdays, it's Leo season, Cancer season, Cancers, we just got out of there. We just got out of here. And so anyway, welcome, Leos. Happy birthday to you all. And tonight, we are going to be talking about soul connections and a couple other things, too. I had did my first Lifeline series the other day, so you definitely want to check out my YouTube channel, Shay Hyphen, and Shay is S-H-A-Y hyphen Renee, R-E-N-A-E. All right, so you definitely want to check that out. I'm going to be doing some of those series, and I'm going to be doing videos. Also, I just put out a new promo for the show. Okay, so I know I have photos of Sister Esterine and the Coochie Queen and all that, but anyway, it was a funny video that I did to promote the show to let you know that me and the cast, we are one here on the Shay Renee and Friends, and we just have a blast and stuff, and so I'm just using my talent just to bring some humor and some more excitement to the show and hopefully entertaining you all. And if I am entertaining you all, make sure you follow the show so that you can stay in tune and we can send you alerts, okay? And also visit our website and subscribe to our website so you can get emails and updates of different things that are happening with us. And so, or with me. And so, anyway, love is a beautiful thing. And love is always in the air. You know, life is about choices, you know. And so, we could choose to hate, or we could choose to love. We could choose to be sad, or we could choose to be happy. You know, we could choose to have sorrow. We could choose to have joy. You know, I believe that it's choices that we make every day, because life does something all the time. I'm a witness, okay? I'm a witness that life does stuff all the time. And you could choose to be involved in it, or you can choose not to be involved in it. And I have made a decision. You know, and it's amazing because I'm always excited about my birthday when it comes up every year, because I look at my birthday as going over my prior year and how can I be a better me. So my birthday is kind of like my fiscal year. You know, when you're in a business, you have a fiscal year. And so, you know, and whatever date you have on your fiscal, well, my fiscal is my birthday, June 28th. You guys can write that down because I love birthdays, shout-outs. I love presents, okay? So make sure you write that down. But anyway, so June 28th is my fiscal year for me to check myself and to check over my past year and to see how I became better than what I was the year prior. And so this is my fiscal point, and I've just kind of went over some things with my fiscal year, and I see that, okay, first of all, I've grown. I've gone through some things, and I'm glad that I went and decided to go high instead of low. Now, I have had to click, but I feel like this, is that I am a person who loves people, and love corrects. And so if I did snap on you, it was me correcting you, okay? But it was done in love, all right? But also what I've learned is that when God gives you a purpose in life, you can't take everybody along with you. Some people you have to let go. Everybody doesn't know the call that God spoke to you on your life. Now, everybody has plans for people. But God speaks to people about what he wants you to do, specifically you. See, he doesn't tell me what he tells you. Not unless he's giving me a word to prophesy or speak to you, because you don't know this. And then you go to him to confirm what I've said. Don't just take what I've said. Go to him and confirm it. And so God has spoken some things in my life about who I'm supposed to be with, what I'm supposed to be doing, and how I'm supposed to live my life. And so with my fiscal year, I've realized that there's some things that I have to let go and remove from my life because they're going to hinder me in my purpose, in my destiny, in what God has called me to in my life. And I will say this, that over the past year, remember, if you looked at the Lifeline series yesterday, I posted it yesterday, I had told you all that God, I first heard the voice of God at the age of 13. Guys, out of all the years that I have lived in the earth, this past year, I have heard God's voice more than I ever have in my whole entire life. Okay? My whole entire life. He has been speaking to me in such a way on which direction to go, who to fool with, who to deal with. And it ain't just people in the work atmosphere. It's friends. It's family. It's everything. And so I realize that I'm having to move to another level. And in order to move to another level, you can't carry everything to that other level because everybody's not ready to go to that next level. And so I'm learning that I have to obey what God has told me to do in my life because obedience is better than sacrifice. And so if I do what you want me to do, then that's me being disobedient to God. And obedience is better than sacrifice. And so that's what I'm realizing with this fiscal year, is that some things you have to let go of. And I've lost a lot of, you know, I've had dreams and I've had visions. But he's redirecting some things and he's changing some things because those visions and those dreams that I had, I didn't realize all of the foolishness that came with it. And it kind of tainted the vision and the dream. And because it tainted it, it didn't make it as desirable as it once was. And so I'm learning that. And I'm learning also that God is real and that he speaks to us. And we have to get quiet. And that's why I'm so adamant about my peace. Because I have to hear his voice. Because there's so many voices going on around me to where I have to remove myself to hear God's voice. Because I don't want to be led astray, God. And I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss him, and I don't want to miss out. And so I'm learning that within my fiscal year, and I'm excited about it. And I'm excited about me being brand new. You know, I can say I'm brand new. And so for you all that thought you knew me, you don't know me because I'm brand new. I'm different. Life change is inevitable, and life has a way to change you into what you need to be. And life has really changed me into the woman that I really need to be. You know, I was becoming that woman. But this past year, honey, it has put it in overdrive to push me into the woman that I've become right now. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful. And, you know, I don't look back with any regret. I look back at it as a lesson, you know, because I was told by my grandmother that life is a school of lessons and you're going to learn every day you live life. And if you ever get to the point to where you think you know everything and you can't learn nothing else, then you might as well go on and die because life is going to always teach you something new every day. And so if you pay attention in life, because sometimes we just rush through life and we don't pay attention, and you need to pay attention in life, because there's always lessons to be learned. All right, so I just did that little spiel tying over to what I did yesterday with the Lifeline series. And so anyway, but everything is a choice. And on this show, we choose those things that are beautiful and it makes our soul feel good. You know, I've been depressed. You know, I didn't like it. I didn't like me. And so I choose happiness and I choose joy and I choose those things that make my soul feel good, you know, and that brings out the best in me. And that's not to say that you ain't going to get sad or you ain't going to have, you know, problems or anything like that. It just says that I choose to feed myself something that's going to make me feel alive, you know, and stuff. And so that's what I choose to do. And so anyway, we're going to be talking about soul connections tonight. Sister Serene, how you doing tonight?
Well, hello there, children of the Most High. I am doing marvelous. Yes, I am. And you just spoke just beautifully earlier. I just loved every word you said. The Lord was speaking to you, and I agree with everything you said. You're just a blessing, and that word was a blessing.
Well, thank you, sister. I wasn't trying to make it a word.
Well, honey, I took it as a word because you were preaching.
Well, I wasn't trying to preach.
Well, baby, you was preaching.
But, okay. All right. Okay, I was preaching. All right. Coochie Queen, how you doing?
Well, hello there, Shane. I am doing great. Yes, I am. I am doing great. I had an awesome day today, and I am doing great. Oh, and the number to call is 917-889-8224. That number again is 917-889-2224.
All right, you remember. I wrote it down, darling. I wrote it down. Okay, great. So, ladies, we're going to talk about soul connections. You ladies have been married for a long time. So I know there's got to be some soul connection going on with you ladies, okay? And so I know love is a beautiful force. I mean, love covers a multitude of sin. Perfect love casts out all fear. You know, love just does all this wonderful stuff. It conquers hate. And so, you know, in your relationship, do you keep the fire burning? Because you're looking at 50-something years and more with you all. How do you keep the fire burning in your relationship and not letting it get stale? Sister Esther Rain.
Well, baby, I'm glad you asked me. Okay. Well, this is how we keep it hot in my life and in my relationship. And how I keep my husband turned on, honey, is that I am his fantasy. You hear me? Yes, ma'am, I hear you. Okay. So, I look at it like this. The Bible says that the marriage bed is 9 to 5. So that means that whatever me and my husband do, hey, it's all right for the Lord. And so, I am a freak, honey. When it comes to buying me and my husband, honey, I am a freak in the bedroom. And my husband loves it, and he tells me what he likes, and I tell him what he likes, and that's what we do. And then we do things that we like to do outside of the bedroom, too. Because you got to keep it hot in the bedroom, you got to keep it hot outside the bedroom. And so we talk. And he tells me what he likes, and I tell him what I like, and then we get going. And that's how you get the fire in your relationship. And it ain't always been hot. Sometimes the fire been put out. But we had to make the decision that we gonna light the fire back. And once we light the fire back, baby, it's hot up in here. It's getting hot in here. So thank God all I got.
Sister, what you always,
I'm sorry, but I felt something. I told you I'd be feeling it. The Lord just revealed that song, didn't it?
The Lord revealed it's getting hot in here by Nelly to you, sister.
Well, he must have, because that song came to me, and I didn't know that song.
Sister. Okay. Okay.
Well, he did, because I didn't know that song. He gave me the lyrics.
I'm done. Okay. All right. Coochie, how do you keep it hot and spicy in your relationship?
Wow. Like Sister said, is that the communication is important. It is very important. And I love the fact that she said that she kept the fantasy. And that's what me and my husband do. And I think I've shared this before, is that, you know, you dress up and you make things sexy. And, you know, you put on your freak stuff. You put on your dress. You put on your fishnets. You put on your heels. You dress and you make yourself appealing. And that's how you keep the fire lit. And that's how you keep it interesting. Because you got to give them a... See, the men are visual. We are hearers. So we want to hear them tell us how beautiful they are. We want to hear them tell us that they love us. But they want to see it. And so you have to always make yourself appealing. Because they are visual. They're going to see first. And you have to make sure that what they see is what they want to see. And that's how you keep the fire in your relationship.
Okay, I like that. I like that, and I do agree. Okay, men are seers. Okay, so they're going to be visual. Okay, and the women, we want to hear. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear how you feel. All right, I got you. I got you. All right, so do you ladies believe in soulmate? You know, because I talked about that a little bit on the Lifeline series.
Oh, yes, child, I do. Yes, yes.
Well, yes, yes. I believe in soulmates because it's a connection. And if you're going to be in a relationship, even though you're attracted to a person, all these 90 days, you're going to have an infatuation. That means you're going to be all just thrilled about that person. But then after that 90 days, you're going to really like, you know, it's going to be dying down. So it has to be more. It has to evolve more. And it can't just be a physical thing. It has to be an intellectual thing, a spiritual thing, and an emotional thing. And so if you want lasting love, now if you're just looking for a good hookup, then you know your infatuation, it works perfectly. But if you're looking for something lasting, then you have to tell all of it. And that's what's going to keep it. And definitely the friendship. Me and my husband, we are friends.
Oh, yes, darling. Me and my husband, we friends too. We was friends before we even started dating. Because we went to school together. And so we was friends before we even started dating. And I think that's what helps, though. Because you know how you can fight with friends, and then y'all make up, and then y'all fight again, and then y'all make up. That's how me and my husband. See, we can fight, then we make up. Then we fight, then we make up. But the fun part is make it up. Yes, it is, yeah. The fun part is make it up.
Okay. All right. All right. I like that. I like that. Okay. You know, I believe in it, too. I believe, you know, in the twin flame, and I believe that we're half of a soul. And then once we meet our other half, then we become a whole soul. And it's a power behind that, because it's two souls that were meant to come together that finally came together. And now you're empowered because, you know, we're all spirits, you know. And so God released us at a certain time and a certain place and, you know, and caused us to meet at a certain time in a certain place. And then when we come back together, I think the forces of heaven are just backing it. Because it's actually made that connection that was meant to be connected, and now you have the power of heaven behind you.
Oh, yes, darling. That's exactly what it is. That's where you get power, come from. That's where you get the power. And it's like when the twins activate. You remember that? You remember that?
Oh, my. I remember that. Yes, I remember that one. Yes, the Super Friends. I remember that. One of the twin powers activate. That's funny. Okay. That's what it is. It's like, okay, one of the twin powers activate. I'm going to use that. Well, I believe, too, is that, well, do you think that, like, your love has been tested and tried, and that's maybe that's why you have the longevity in your relationship?
Yes, child. I know we have. And it makes it worthwhile, and it makes it more powerful because you made it through. Child, you made it through, and that's what makes it beautiful.
Okay, all right, all right. Well, with nothing else, guys, we've gone a little bit over the time. Like I said, we're doing short shows to make sure that you keep tuning in. Okay, that you keep tuning in. So we're just going to give you a little bit. Then we're going to give you a little bit more. Then we're going to give you a little bit more. Okay, but we want to make sure that you continue to tune into the show. We are live every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can go to the website, bytvlive.com. BYTVLive.com. You can click on the Lifeline series, click on the tab that says Listen Now, go to the show page, the YouTube page, and you can click on any link, any show, any video that's on the channel. Subscribe to the channel so whenever I post a new video, you can get an alert that a new video has been posted. Support me, I'll support you. Hey, send your questions in. We want to know what you want to know. from the Coochie Queen and from Sister Estherine and from me. We life coaching, we're giving spiritual insight, and hey, we're giving coochie and relationship news. It's like the Walmart of radio. You can get everything here, right here, live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And so without further ado, we're going to go out of here, and we're going to go out of here with John Legend. Good night. All right, because we're saying good night to you. And if no one has told you that they love you today, we're telling you that we love you. We love you. Yes, darlings, we love you. All right. And so make sure you motivate somebody. Laugh more and love more. All right, and motivate somebody. Motivate yourself, honey. Anyway, good night. Bye, John Legend.
Yeah. I had no intention I would get fucked up tonight. I looked in your eyes and they went through me like a knife. Came here with my crew, I lost them. Came with my cool, I dropped it. If I'm being honest, I'm being honest. I can't think when you're looking like that. Can't breathe when you're moving like that. Tell me when you're gonna do me like that. Yeah. So weak and I'm never like that. Like speed and I think I might crash. One trip down, I'ma never go back. But everything's gonna be alright. I think I just met my wife.
Yeah, I said it.
I know it's gonna be a good night. I think I just met my wife.
I think I just met my wife.
Yeah, I know it's going.